What are we doing?
Starting a show.
What?
Why does he start the show if it's the Shide Show?
Welcome back, first of all, because he gets very, very pissy. Yeah.
First of all, the show doesn't count unless I introduce it.
Hang on a second. Okay. No, wait. Oh, let's just, I want to show.
Just curious.
No, Scotty, it's a great question, and I want Scotty to see this. Greg, okay. Why don't you introduce the show?
Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Gregory Hoyt. Welcome to the Shide Show.
Hello.
I'm alongside Brian Gerard.
Come here.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Look at that.
Ah.
He's already
He shuts down.
Let's keep going, though.
I'm along. Major, too. Not little. Yeah. Major. I'm alongside Brian Gerard, as well as Robert Scheid.
Hello.
Who the show is named after.
Yes.
And I'm welcoming back our favorite guest of all time, Donovan Scott.
Whoa, thank you so much.
Great. Of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Scotty, let me go ahead and properly say thank you for joining us. Unfortunately, this isn't a real show because Greg introduced it, so that means it's not real.
It's Brian, it's a real show.
It's a fake show.
Mm-hmm. No.
Maybe we'll use some sound bites for some promo use or whatnot, but
it's real.
There are no promos.
It's real.
So all of my stuff is pretty much shut the fuck.
No.
What is fuck?
I'm sorry, shut the shit.
No, but where
I meant to say that. Yeah. I didn't want to say fuck because, but I did say it because Robert said we could.
Yeah, you know you can.
Yeah. No, if you remember many, many episodes back when we last had you,
my child was born and went to college.
That's correct.
Right.
Uh-huh. I said try to limit the number of times.
Limit. I forgot. It's been so long.
It has.
Says the man who invites the woman who sits in that very chair who drops 97 F bombs every 10 minutes.
Who is
she
the
did.
Woman?
It's a girl named Gigi Marone.
a good friend, Gigi Paiorullo, who's a big fan of the show. And
Gigi,
she's
I love you. Gigi, I love you.
I love you, Gigi.
Come back,
I love you, Gigi.
Come back,
but
come
but
back,
she
come
also.
We love you. We love you.
She also. Drops F-bombs like a sailor.
Hey-o.
She did. She brought it. It was awesome.
And Scotty, at one point, you were a sailor as well.
I was a sailor.
So we...
in real life, I
you
was
like that
a sailor.
Segue?
I was in goddamn Vietnam.
That's
were you
right.
I was. I was a medic.
The
a
olden
medic.
Days. Good old days.
Back there when there was a Vietnam War.
Mm.
Hey, you know, actually, in hindsight... Back then, there was only one war to keep track of. That must have been nice. Now, there are so many wars to keep track of.
You
it's
can't.
Like,
you
can't
keep
track
it.
Of all the wars.
And somebody sneezes poorly, and we're
at
on
war
them.
Again.
We're on
yeah.
You know, we
hindsight,
don't even declare.
Though, could you explain that? Does
hindsight.
That mean you, in hindsight, meaning you look up your ass?
No.
Is that hindsight?
No, you look out your
behind.
Ass. You look out your ass.
Behind your ass.
No.
Your ass.
Just looking.
Hindsight.
No.
Like your ass has an
Greg,
eye,
that's
so
not,
you look out.
That's not what it means either.
And it means you're looking behind
it means you're looking into the past. God, you guys.
Past, not ass.
Past.
Ass.
No,
yes.
Ass.
Okay. I knew there was an A-S in there.
I think I farted.
That's a great segue, Brian.
Oh, boy. Sorry we couldn't hear that. We could have been forewarned.
He does these things. Like, when the show's under protest, he tries to throw the
he
show off.
He shuts down. He throws wrenches into the show.
Scotty, it's unfortunate that you're here during this time of rehearsal.
It's not a fucking rehearsal,
this
Brian.
This is a show.
Greg introduces the show, meaning that it goes into a different archive.
No.
And you being one of my favorite people on the planet, I'm sorry that you're here for today, but, you know, it's so big.
He's the greatest guest of all time. Sometimes I want to cut his face off and wear it like a hat. Like, I get so mad at Brian.
Ask him. I really, ask him what it would be like to wear my face as a hat. Could ask him.
What would it be like to wear Brian's face as a hat?
I don't know.
In hindsight.
It would be a relief. Because if his face is on my head as a hat, it means that Brian is
probably
in hospital.
He's
not talking.
He's faceless.
Right, and I'm the one.
That's pretty hostile.
Is it?
Just
we said that before. You never said it was hostile
scary.
Before.
No,
it's
I know.
You guys are actually scary.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty demented thought. And I'm the one who's in therapy.
I feel like I'm, you know,
are you in therapy?
Behind the scenes for Saw 5000.
Can you
I know. They've done so
what
many.
Are we up to right now?
I've done so many of those movies.
Have you? You've been in so many of
those
films.
I've been in so many of those films.
He's that machine that rolls out and says,
I've never watched any of those. I'm glad to hear that you're in therapy, though, Brian. That's about time.
I'm not in therapy.
Oh. The old bait and switch, huh? Where you say something and then you totally...
I mean, I probably, arguably, should be...
Oh.
Maybe I will be.
At one point, you said that this was kind of like
this
therapy.
This is kind of it. I'm just kind of like letting it.
Yeah, all the ones that I've heard before.
Oh, yeah. We let it out.
You do.
I let it out.
That's what's exciting. That's why we are fans of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Scotty. Thank you.
Hey, never know where it's going, but we wish we did.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, good. This one's on that.
And then no.
And then
40 seconds later, it's not on that.
It's completely on a different track.
It's on that.
Right.
It's on that. Yeah, that.
What was your first impression of Robert Scheidt?
We've already covered this.
Have we?
We did that several months ago.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I just wanted to test everyone's memory.
It didn't change. First impressions never change.
No. No. He fell down the stairs and you laughed at him. Yeah. And he was good on computers.
So we all used to perform improv together. Is that right?
I remember something like that, yes.
Yeah. We did do that. That was
my favorite time in life since I've been in Los Angeles.
Oh, me too, man.
It was good stuff.
We were part of some fucking good stuff.
We were part of an improv group called Steve.
Oh, my God. Maybe the greatest improv group of all time.
It was pretty amazing.
Ever.
Scotty, tell me what it was like performing with Greg Hoyt.
Oh, yeah.
He was taller.
Oh, man.
Scotty, tell me what it was like performing with Brian Gerard.
It was shorter.
Yeah. Ew, that's what she said. Yeah.
Woohoo! It's Scotty.
I'm going to interrupt here because I want you to know that working with you two, actually you three,
oh, thank you,
was a highlight. It was fantastic. Your fans have got to know how creative you are.
Oh my God!
Because you guys are hysterical. I mean, okay, sure, you got piles of scripts around here to look at while you're doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
I understand
We've
that.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like that.
It doesn't sound like any of this.
It sounds
written.
Like improv.
Unless we do
the
this.
Fact that...
Oh, Robert, don't move the...
Sorry.
Why
didn't
you laminate your scripts?
Robert,
you laminate the scripts for a reason!
I'm sorry.
Like, don't make noise!
I'm sorry.
Let me see. Where am I? Where was I?
I'm sorry. I'm
under break.
Funniest
scripts. And then I have a line coming up, so just team me up really... Again,
but we are the funniest. You want to back that up.
Let's roll back.
This isn't even mine. This is part of your...
Well, no, but you're just going to look up it. I'll roll back from my cue.
Okay.
That's why we don't do it like that!
Okay. That's
funniest guys I've ever worked with.
I'm sorry.
I stepped on it.
I just need
quicker.
To get my line in, and then you can...
Yeah, but Scotty has to tee you up.
All right.
So,
I'm saying... I forgot.
No, just do it quickly.
From where? From where?
After my line is done.
Where is it on? Where is it on?
It's right here. It's the third line down.
Oh,
okay.
All
right,
ready?
Right there. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Take in action. And so we don't do that one!
Brian was one of the funniest guys I'd ever worked with.
No, I can't. I need to get my line, and I think we can keep moving forward. It says all of us. The three of you were the best.
I couldn't see that because you had grease on your fingers.
I think Scotty had made an adjustment, and I think that was the right adjustment.
It's not the right adjustment. He's not a writer. It was the right adjustment. He's not a writer on the fucking show.
We didn't sign off on that change, okay? We signed off on the script the way it is now. Greg, let's take it in. Go for it.
This is take three. Action. We're going to do that way! That's how we're going to do it!
Funniest guys I've ever worked with, including Brian.
No, he'll cut.
Oh, Brian, shit! Why? That was clear!
That was your moment, Brian.
The first part of it, that line was the line. You went and made another adjustment that was... undesirable.
I'm okay with that.
He's a professional actor, Brian.
Greg? I know how to read a fucking script.
Exactly. Yeah,
all right. Greg, were you okay with that adjustment?
I was fine. Except for the incredibly long pause in between Scotty's line and Brian saying fucking cut.
I thought we were signing off.
No, not much
space.
Yeah, there was a lot of space.
I thought that we had...
I'm so grateful that this is a rehearsal. So grateful for
I gotta go pretty soon.
We're wasting
Let's
his
just
time
cut that whole
point.
Part.
Let's just cut that part out. Let's just move on.
I do want to say one thing.
Yes.
I taught you guys everything you know.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
You were all in my classes several times. You failed enough times to come back to become brilliant.
We had to keep coming back.
Yeah.
You know what, though? You have to fail before you can succeed.
Failure is part of being a human being.
Yeah. The darkest part of night is right before it's dawn.
That's close, but not really.
Read the script.
Yeah, right there.
We have the script. Why are we not using the laminate?
It's always darkest
pages.
Before the dawn, right there.
When night falls...
Brian, shut up. Scotty, I would like to sincerely say thank you.
You're welcome.
There have been times where I've gone over to Dunham and Scott's house, and he is my mentor. I consider him the catalyst for my life here in L.A. And I've gone over to his place and had many a dark moment, wouldn't you say?
Because you came over to my place?
Yeah.
That was the reason. You might want to stop doing
that. I would walk in and he'd be like,
"There's a compliment I didn't
expect." Go rake the yard. And I'd be like, "Oh, okay. Well, fine."
Clean the pool.
Because idle hands are the devil's advocate.
Jesus. He cannot.
He can't.
Get it.
He can't.
When the angel herself lies upon thy bed of rice.
What?
Rice.
What are you talking about?
A shirtless man rakes Scotty's yard.
What are you talking about?
It's not in any
I've never asked him to be shirtless,
no,
ever.
No, never. He doesn't want to see me with my friggin' shirt off.
Well,
all the tattoos and burns.
True, but I wouldn't ask you to.
That's right. If it happened, it would happen naturally.
Very organic.
What are we talking about? We'll go off the subject. I wanted to say thank you.
Yes.
You were giving thanks for in your darkest days, Donovan Scott asked you to rake the yard with your shirt off.
No. Yes. I thank you for that, because that taught me fortitude. No, but I mean, it's good to have somebody, you know, that believes in you. And Scotty's always believed in us.
And I feel the same way. I go over there, and for years, he kept telling me that I needed to grow a mustache.
That's right.
Yeah.
Years and years.
He is like a sage. He's like a psychic sage.
John Cusack asked me to ask you to grow a mustache.
Yeah. Did you see that he has now grown a mustache?
Fuck you.
Since I saw you.
And a goatee to play the part of Edgar Allan Poe.
No way. No,
I am serious. Yeah.
Oh, so it looks like you're copying Cusack again.
It now looks like I'm copying him again. You told me to be original.
Dye your hair blonde.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Shave your head.
Oh, my God. You look amazing.
Stop it.
Shave.
No.
Stop. Bald would be.
Oh, come on.
With this beard and mustache?
It's not going to happen.
It would be so good.
You've got a leather coat. You ride a motorcycle.
It is not going to happen.
Not a shaved head, but like a buzz cut. Like
That actually might be pretty cool.
Used to have a really, really short
like
hair.
Like high and tight.
Like buzz
cut. I'm not talking about short hair. I'm talking like high and tight. Or even like.
Not like Gerard's hair.
No.
With his headphones on, he looks like he has no hair on.
Yeah.
Yeah. No hair on at all.
No hair on.
No, I take it on and off. You know, it depends on. Sometimes I take Greg's face and wear it like a hat.
And you know what? I tell you, there's no hair on his face, so that's the same effect.
Yeah.
It's all skin.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What's it like to wear my face on your head like a hat?
In hindsight, it is.
He's good at those sometimes. Sometimes he comes through when he's on, you know, these shows under protest.
That these are real shows, you know.
Yeah. Do you genuinely like us, or do you just put up with us?
No, I do genuinely like you.
Yeah.
Nice. You know what some of my favorite moments have been in L.A.?
What?
When Robert's not around.
Me too.
That's a hurtful thing to
say. I'm just kidding.
Notice the silence. The pause.
Yeah.
Gun coming out.
I'm noticing it, Scotty. I'm noticing it.
I love when Scotty tells Hollywood stories. I love hearing about the movies that you worked on and the things that you've done. The people you used to go roller skating with Cher, and you would work on movies with people.
Wow,
because
you remember those
stories. Oh, I remember all of them because they're great stories. It's a source of inspiration. Be like, maybe someday we'll have stories outside of the things we
us recording.
Your fans hope so. They've waited for years. Yeah. You guys actually have
stories of being
something
on
to talk
set.
About.
Something to talk about other than taking pulling your pants down and pointing at your
dick. Yes. But there's
what you have to do in order for anybody to see it.
Thank you, Scotty.
Ooh.
Hello.
You have to point to it because otherwise you don't know.
Brian's hitting home runs on this show under protest.
That was all in hindsight.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
It really was.
Yeah.
Really
Scotty, one of my favorite stories, I mean, you tell a lot of great stories, but you worked on one of my favorite movies of all time, Robert Altman, directed Popeye.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What was it like? Give us a little snippet of working with Altman on one of the classics.
Where were you for that?
Well, we were in Malta, which is off of Greece. It's an island that is just a rock.
I love that.
Six trees that the French brought
Iraq.
To them.
Literally.
Not A-Rock.
Iraq. Iraq.
Not Iraq.
Not that
bad. A-Rock.
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 Like
it's
a
not Iraq.
Like, no.
Oh,
it's Iraq. We're not talking New York here.
Yeah.
It's
an island.
Chevy made a car based off of this.
Off of the island.
Yeah,
in Malta.
It's called an I-Rock.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We're talking about at least three different things right now.
Yeah. Scotty's the Maltese about, Falcon.
That's right.
Maltese Falcon.
Ah, Malta.
Right.
Perfect.
From Malta.
Got it.
Yes.
Got
Malta.
Got it.
Got it. Okay. So.
And it was literally there were six trees.
Man.
Wow.
They had no fresh vegetables to feed us, and people were coming from miles and miles around walking. Nobody has cars.
No way.
Walking. And we thought, of course, to see Robin Williams, Shelley Duvall, me.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were coming to see wood buildings.
No way.
There were no wood buildings on Malta. That was all made out of brick.
Wow. That is incredible.
So they were fascinated. They walked right by Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall.
They didn't even care that you guys were there.
Who the fuck we were.
They didn't care. They were like,
they just went, look, they have the wood there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And what happened when you guys left? Did you leave the set there? And
or did you burn it down? You burned the whole
government
island.
Of Malta would not allow us to tear it down.
Really?
And they wanted to tear it down because they wanted it to be, you know, a lot of sets, they do that so
sure.
that it's unique and no one can copy it or use it. It's been used for all kinds of movies since.
Has
no
it really?
No way. Yeah. And that was a great set. That was a huge set.
I mean, you essentially built a city. You built a small village.
Scotty? Yeah. No, I mean, Scott, I don't think Scotty
I didn't personally build it.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Although I have some gum
it.
Sticking on some of the walls in place.
Yeah.
Guys, you were that guy.
I don't think Scotty ever has told us that
he told me that he built it with his spare hands.
What? Scotty, you
thing.
Said that?
Why him and Robin Williams, they would stay up late. And
that's what
build,
he told me.
And wood playing planks.
Okay, there was a birdhouse.
Right.
That Robin and I put together.
Oh, okay. So, you got.
But
you
said you shot the movie in the thing structure. You built. So, did you build?
We
you
shot our
the
own
movie in the
bird,
bird
movie.
Oh, I see. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
oh.
With Maltese falcons.
Was that's it the Birdman of Malta?
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I'm
surprised
that.
I told you all that.
No,
Robin Williams totally haywire during the filming of Popeye?
Robin Williams was either fantastically incredible and. Comedically a genius,
uh-huh.
or he was comatose.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Light switch, huh?
Set in a corner and wouldn't speak to anybody.
That's incredible.
Just off.
But most of the time he was on.
Yeah.
Most of the time he was on.
He's either on or off.
Well, yeah. I guess when you're
at that time he was.
Expending that much energy when you're on, that's probably why.
And Shelley Duvall was crazy.
Well, because she was coming off The Shining, right?
Shelley Duvall had just finished The Shining where she spent 9 months of just screaming.
Oh, my God.
Jack!
Oh, my God.
And wasn't it also because of Kubrick's style of shooting that made that difficult for her?
For him to take 250 takes of a four-line scene was not unusual.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
So she came fully deranged when she came to the island.
I mean, I imagine that puts you in an insane state.
Totally.
Emotionally.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And you were up in, they were doing The Shining up in the middle of nowhere.
And what opposite
Colorado,
direction?
Actually, Estes Park.
Nobody cares where it really
where
was.
Where I sang in a sing-out group.
Did you really?
In Estes Park.
Nice. Yes. See, somebody
in
cares, Greg.
At that hotel? Was that the name of the hotel?
You know what? It could have been that. No. I mean, I don't remember it looking like that.
It's called the Stanley Hotel. Up in Estes Park.
But how many hotels are there?
There's one.
Well, that
one
was pretty
major one.
That was pretty unique because it has two ghosts kids that are totally freaky when you take a
and
course.
They ride tricycles.
No, two kids that used to just scream.
Yeah, and there are waves of blood.
Well, then you have to stand
there.
The
waves of blood flowing through
those
the hallways.
Those aren't real. Those were in the movie only.
Yeah, we had problems getting to lunch sometimes because of the blood on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, so that was probably the same hotel.
Could have been.
Probably the same
hotel.
Until right now.
Wow.
I never thought of it, but I think it was the same place.
1966 to 2011, it took you that long to put those two together.
I'm slow. But in hindsight, I'm thinking, you know what?
I can see that through my ass.
No,
looking through my butthole,
behind you.
I'm seeing
the past.
The Shining.
The past.
Through the past. Well, next time you come on, maybe you can talk about how many hamburgers Paul Dooley had to take down during the filming of Popeye.
I'd love to tell you.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
Come by again, man.
Yeah,
this
please.
This is fucking great.
I'd love to have you again.
As long as you guys continue to pay me the kind of money you're paying me.
It pays well.
I'll be back.
Who's paying him?
I don't know. Well, can we just now say that it's not a real show and not pay him?
It's not. It's a rehearsal. He gets paid rehearsal rate, which he knows what that is.
In hindsight, I may not be back.
Oh, okay.
On behalf of Robert Schein and Gregory Hoyt.
That's foresight, actually. That is different.
I'm Brian Gerard. Thank you to Donovan Scott.
Yeah.
We're the Schein Show.
Yay!